Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ plus podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Friday, June 17th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh, another end to another week. Well, at least I feel like I'm starting to get there. You know, like I'm probably 85% now. I'm still feeling tired, but I'm starting to, get better. And that's good. I still have a cough, but I'm taking cough syrup and a prescribed cough syrup. And that is helping somewhat, not totally, but, you know, somewhat. And the tiredness could be from... you know, from the cough syrup, or it could be part of the COVID symptom. I'm not really sure, but it is what it is. So last night I had plans for us to do planning for Europe, do some more planning for Europe. So we decided what we're doing in Venice. You know, I mean, the main things that we need to pre-book, right? I didn't get any like response from Dean Barney or anyone about whether I should pre-book a gondola. Maybe he has no opinions on that. He does say you will not need any Italian or Spanish language knowledge on your trip. These are countries that depend on tourism as one of their main industries. They are used to dealing with dumb foreigners. I don't know that it means you're dumb if you don't know the language, because... and I understand, you know, I understand that those of us who speak English are at an advantage, because English is becoming just the default de facto language of the world. And so most countries, I don't know this for sure, but most people I talk to, you know, from other countries, a lot of professions, you need to know English as well as whatever your native tongue is, whether that be business or whether you be in tourism or, you know, whatever the case may be, because English is so widely, you know, spoken. And I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if it's the way things should be. But, you know, those of us who speak English, you could make the argument that, everyone just expects everyone to speak English now. But the thing is, I don't expect anyone to speak English. It's just I'm probably going to have a tendency to pick things where, you know, I know that there's going to be, like, I'm going to pick a hotel where I feel like I'm going to have a better chance of, you know, someone speaking English, because then I know that I can speak to them. And, you know, unfortunately, I just don't have, I can learn a few, you know, phrases, and I will. I will learn a few phrases, you know, hello, goodbye, thank you, where's the bathroom? Like some of those things, I will try to learn those. Spanish is a little bit easier because the only thing is, for Spanish, I'm just looking here. I'm going to get this wrong, but I think in Spain, I'm good with like the regular old Spanish that I've learned. I did take Spanish in high school. I took both a class at my church and I took a class actually in high school. So it's been a long time, but I'm more familiar with Spanish and I can understand a lot more than I can speak, but I can say, ¿Dónde es el baño? Like, where's the bathroom? And, mi nombre es Adam, you know, Adán, or however they would say it. My name is Adam and ¿Cómo estás? How are you? And, you know, some things of that nature. So I can already do that. Hello, you know, actually, what is hello? Hola. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, ¿y tú? Anyway, so I think I can speak a little bit of that and you know, get away with it. Italian, you know, I've never had a need. Nobody speaks Italian in Arkansas or Texas or California, you know, anywhere that I've lived. And so it's not, but when you're traveling, it's hard for you to, you can't completely learn every language of every place that you visit if you are a frequent traveler, because you may, you know, we may go to Germany next year, then I have to learn German. And then, you know, we go to, I don't know, Romania, and then I have to learn Czech or whatever they speak. I don't know. What do they speak Romanian? I'm not even sure. But anyway, regardless, it may not be fair. It probably isn't fair, but you are going to have a tendency to, you know, or at least I'm going to have a tendency to try to pick things with an English tour guide and hotels that speak English and stuff like that. And so my concern is, even though I'm going to learn a few simple phrases, because I don't want to be a complete dick, you know, I can't become fluent in Italian before I go. I mean, that's just not. So things like asking what route are they taking and, you know, are they going by this and this and this and this stop? Those are pretty complicated conversations. At least I think. And so I'm not really sure, but Dean says it's okay for you to be a dummy. They're going to know some English. So I, you know, we'll learn a few phrases and try to do our best to be polite. I like to be a polite American. I know Americans are seen as rude, but I really like to be polite. As everyone knows, I'm a people pleaser, so I tip well. Although a lot of countries, they don't expect tips like they do in the U.S. In fact, I don't even know what it's like in Italy or Spain. I need to look and see if they expect tips or not, because I'm probably still going to tip unless it's seen as offensive or something. And I don't even know if there are any countries where they're like, how rude you tipped. Like, I'm not really sure if that's a thing or not, but I'm generally going to tip. I tipped on the cruise. I tipped the person who cleaned my room. I tipped Daniel's concierge because he helped me out a little bit. I tipped. Those are the main two that I tipped. I can't think of if I tipped anyone else, but I'm a tipper. So, you know, I try to be as nice and, you know, everything as possible. So we still haven't made a decision about the gondola, but we have not booked it. We have not booked it because we couldn't decide what we were going to do last night. We're going to just take one of those sites where they give an itinerary, and we're going to follow an itinerary and kind of walk around ourselves and take photos and stuff like that in the morning. And then we have our tour, the Basilica and Doge Palace, in the evening. So we're going to do that. But then for Florence, like I said, we have already booked a food tour. I think Florence would be a good city to do that in. And now what we've got to decide is, like, well, what are the places we want to visit? Do any of them require tickets? Do we need to pre-book those? And we were going to do it last night, but I was just I was tired. So I cooked dinner. I cooked patty melt-esque burgers out of turkey because I needed to use some ground turkey that we had in the fridge. And I haven't been cooking. We've been ordering DoorDash a lot because of me not feeling well, and Mark also not feeling well. And we just had Doritos with it because I really wanted just a sandwich and some chips, but I needed to use the turkey. So I made a burger. And then tonight I am going to cook some chicken thighs. I'm doing like an adobo, a chicken adobo, but Mark's not eating rice until after we get back from the, or until, I mean, he may eat rice on the trip, I'm not sure. But he's trying to, you know, watch his caloric intake or whatever, and he thinks if he eats less rice, it'll be better. So I don't know what we have some corn on the cob in the fridge, so I may make some corn. We have some sweet potatoes. I may bake a sweet potato. I don't know yet. But anyway, I've got to cook tonight as well. But I had that. I've been brushing Sydney every day for the past week because I didn't brush her while I was on the cruise. So I'm taking my turn. And she has so many mats in her hair. So many. And it's a pain. I had to do that. I had a bunch of Pride 48 stuff I had to do for the event. By the way, if you haven't signed up, go to pride48.com/register22. You have until the 21st. I may extend that, like the 21st at midnight or something, or 11:59 p.m. But I had some stuff to do there, and it was just busy. By the time I got sat down to actually do planning, I was just pooped. So we started season 2 of Flight Attendant on HBO Max. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. No, I won't. Have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.